This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The stumble bum play that you hit the Bears with.
Did you like that one?
You like that?
It was clever.
You like that?
Right now.
Jason Leisure, Dan Wiederer, they're just sharpening knives.
Jason Leisure.
I talk about the draft on the clock for a week. No support from anybody here at the station. Shane Reardon hates the show.
Yeah.
Jason, but I wanted to make you aware of that so you know okay. What we're joshing about here.
Well, that probably means it's good if Shane hates it.
Bears reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
And you hear Ryan Pohl say the football IQ Ben Johnson has is, quote, different than what he's been around before. Different is like a diplomatic way of saying better in so many cases. Like somebody else at the Sun-Times or somebody else in the Chicago media might make, we don't want to say they make more money than me, but they make different money than me. Let's just say it's different.
Totally different level than what I've seen.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
The Bears have made a couple of moves. The combine is happened, and our guy, Jason Leisure, has been there for all of it. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Mr. Leisure. How are you?
What's going on, Lawrence? Hey, Matt. I don't feel like I've been on with the two of you for a long time.
That is accurate.
Yes, I think that's true.
I missed you guys.
Same.
It's nice. Well, we're back. I'm glad we did this. Thanks, Jason. Have a great day, man.
No, all right. I've got Bears questions.
I like how you said the combine is still going, even though it ended a couple days ago, because the combine is always going.
Yeah.
Always going.
It's still kind of like this guy's doing this, and there's repercussions of things that Shedeur Sanders said, and now people don't like him, and now he might end up in the Aaron Rodgers room. Now, because of it, some people thought he would be the number one pick in the draft.
Hey, man, I saw a mock draft that had the fallout of Mason Graham's testing, meaning that he drops to 11. And I'm like, I don't think that guy drops past 10 if he's dropping.
You know? Isn't that stuff ridiculous? Are you guys out on Will Campbell, too, the top left tackle in the draft from LSU? Because his arm length is 1/8 of an inch below what they consider the minimum end of the range.
Did they figure out what the deal was with Milroe's hand? Because it measured differently here than it did at the Shrine Game. Like a whole inch. A
lot of salt.
Yeah. Yeah. Shrine Game uses a metric ruler.
Okay, that's it.
Always will.
That explains how they all do of it. That's how they get down.
But we got a Bears acquisition today, man.
Okay, all right. It's really good. I think this is a good one. There's obviously some risk. You're talking about a guy that the Rams just immediately bailed on, and the Rams are one of those organizations, you know, like the Steelers, where if they're getting rid of somebody, you know, they usually know what they're doing. The Rams get a lot of things right, coming and going. But the more positions, when you need four starters on the offensive line and three starters maybe on the defensive line, the more of those you fill right now, the more your options open up in the draft. And that draft pick is really important for the long term. So Jonah Jackson might be here for a year or two, and Kevin Zeitler might sign for a year or something like that. But the draft pick is going to be here for 5 years. And the pay on that is so cheap when you draft somebody and they turn out to be really good really quickly. I mean, you're paying probably whoever they draft, if they stay at 10, is making $6 million a year. And you're talking about a bunch of offensive tackles, for example, in the league that make 20 plus million a year, defensive ends that are making more, a bunch of them making in the high 20s. You save so much. And to have the flexibility and the luxury of being able to use that draft pick at any number of positions because you've already solved some of your problems in free agency is huge for the Bears.
And this is a jump on that free agency, which starts next week. They make this deal, sixth rounder, to make the deal. What is your understanding of the money and the length of time that this really means in terms of Bears investment? And as that relates to what the salary cap is and how much room there is, because the most common thing we're hearing from the listeners is this is too much money to spend, but it's never what it appears to be in the NFL sometimes.
Well, I think it's $17 million for this year, something like that. But it's an easy out after this year, if I'm understanding the contract correctly. So it's not $17 million this year and next year. I mean, it's a good problem to have if it works so well that you want to pay him $17 million again. But how much were you going to pay for Trey Smith?
Probably somewhere over 20.
Yeah, and
maybe
per year
to 25.
For 4 or 5 years. I mean, it was going to be long. This is not a huge expense because it's not a long-term expense. But to the listener's point, $80 million sounds like a lot until you start spending it in chunks of 17. Then it goes really quick.
It can. It can go quick, but this is something that there aren't a ton of options for the Bears either. And so if they need to get creative with a trade and you're giving away some capital and you're also paying a guy, and that can be a scary thing. I understand where fans are coming from. I'm okay with the idea of rolling dice on someone that Ben Johnson has actually coached.
Yeah, the background helps. But also get used to the overpaying or overdrafting because, Lawrence, how do you think – I mean, you have to factor in so many different things context-wise here. How do you think Ryan Poles is positioned if a year from now the team has not turned a corner record-wise – and the offensive line is still a major problem?
I think he might not have a job anymore.
So I would rather overpay for Jonah Jackson than be unemployed.
We've been joking about that as it pertains to the Cubs, where Jed Hoyer is in the last year of his deal, and they have not won, really, with him at the helm. And so if that means he's going to take some risk and go out and bring in Kyle Tucker for 1 year – at a nice number and hope that things go right. I love it. I love the idea of being aggressive and understanding that these guys who are in charge of teams, they should understand the type of urgency that fans feel. And fans have been waiting for Ryan Poles' teams to turn around. So in year four of Ryan Poles, you damn right, I want there to be some aggression. They did that by getting Ben Johnson. And this, to me, is another example of it.
Yeah, and a conversation that I've been having with Ryan Poles for the last 3 years, whether it's on the Sun-Times Bears podcast or in interviews that then I've written about, is he walked into a brutal situation from Ryan Pace. I mean, you think about teams that go all in, and then they have to pay the price for that afterwards, like the Blackhawks did, extending a bunch of those guys into their late 30s, or like the Rams did, where they didn't have a draft pick for 7 years, a first-round draft pick for however many years after that. Ryan Pace went all in to go 6-11 and left them with a bad roster when Ryan Poles and his group walked in, salary cap hell, and very little draft capital to fix that. They did not have what would have been the number 5 pick in the draft that year because of him having traded it up to get Justin Fields. So what we've talked about a lot, a conversation that Ryan Poles and I have had a lot over the last 3+ years, is you want to build it in a way that you're not in that situation again, but also you don't get forever. And I think we're kind of, you know, you have to find the fine line between building sustainably and taking way too long and being overly conservative. I mean, we kind of found the line, and the Bears have been, Ryan Poles has been too far on the wrong side of the line in terms of being overly conservative. And the evidence of that is a shopping list that is way too long in year four, offseason number four of the rebuild. Jason, so there's definitely urgency now.
Jason Leisure of the Sun-Times here with us on the Spiegel and Holmes show. This was Ben Johnson last week and talking about whether the Bears could rebuild the interior of the offensive line in just one offseason.
Yeah, I think it's been done before, right? I mean, I think there's a number of teams that did that last year. The Panthers come to mind when they went out in free agency and got a couple top guards and really changed the dynamic of their offense. And you saw them clicking there in the second half of the season once they started to really gel. So there's no question that you can change the dynamic of a room just like that. That particular room, it does take a little bit of time for five guys to come together, especially if you have to deal with the attrition and the injuries.
A couple of top guards. All right, so Jonah Jackson is here. Set the table for free agency in your mind. What happens next? Is there another guard? Is there a center as soon as next week for these Bears?
Kevin Zeitler is the guard that is of interest to me from the Lions and the Ravens, and was a Pro Bowl player in 2023. And I think he's 35 years old, so that's another short-term fix, but also probably not a huge commitment financially beyond this year, and has typically played right guard. Jonah Jackson has typically played left guard, so that could be two really good options there. Drew Dahlman is the top center on the market from the Falcons, so there's an option. And if you were to get those guys, I mean, I already think that's a better interior offensive line than you had last year. Now, that might still not be good enough, and you want to hit the draft hard at those positions, take an offensive tackle at 10, and take at least one interior lineman in the second round, which you're going to get really good interior linemen at that point in the draft. And kind of let those guys play it out. And you'd love to be in a position where you have too many good players and not enough spots for them. I have seen that happen before on offensive lines, not with the Bears anytime that I can remember, but I've seen it happen before. And it's a great position to be in where you have this veteran and you're like, well, you know, the guy behind him is ready whenever he gets hurt or too expensive. So that would be the way I'd go about that. And I just can't stress enough how much the offensive line is critical to them turning things around. I keep saying it over and over. The fastest way for them to get good is for Caleb Williams to take another big step. And the fastest way to do that, to help him with that, is competent coaching and a good offensive line.
Seems unlikely they'd hand the center job to a rookie. So with that in mind, Dahlman, Ryan Kelly, Coleman Shelton, even an option? Would they even consider that?
I think they know they got to do better than Coleman Shelton. And I agree with you in a sense, Matt, of, yeah, do you really want a rookie playing center? I'd love a rookie to force your hand on that. I'd love a rookie to be so good that you're sitting there like, we got to play this rookie at center.
Hmm. Jack Sanborn not a fit for what they want to do?
Jack Sanborn?
Yeah.
Not at center, but just in general.
In general, because they non-tendered him.
They non-tendered him, and he tweeted his goodbye, goodbye to the whole
he's like,
world.
See you later.
Not the world. I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. Tweeted his goodbye to the Chicago fan base.
He probably can get a starting job somewhere, but not here. So that makes sense for him to be able to go out and get starter money somewhere.
I hope he gets it. Seems like a nice enough guy and worked hard, and there were never any problems with him. So he'll find a spot because he'll probably be someone's, you know, core special teamer as well.
Maybe. Could he be he's a middle backer, you know, by trade. Could he be a middle backer for somebody? It's hard to imagine these days in terms of the speed. And a lot of people don't play the base as much as you would need to.
The pendulum might swing back, though, considering the run game gains we saw last year.
Good point.
You know, maybe
there's always enough of these jobs out there too. I mean, the Bears kind of had this with Nick Kwiatkowski a few years ago, and while he was never going to start for them,
good comp.
There were other places he could end up.
Yeah, and he started with the Raiders for a few years.
Yeah.
You know?
What have you thought about, because we've been toying around with this concept for a while. We haven't done the segment yet, but what do you think about the fact that it seems as if the Bears have a very good front man right now in Ben Johnson, that he isn't just like, hey, I'm going to go hide in my office and get to work. He's out here kind of spreading the gospel of the Bears.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if it works, then it's great. It's always going to be judged on whether or not things go well. I mean, if things go well, everyone will look at it and say, oh, yeah, this guy was, you know, he knew what he could do and he was saying it and he wasn't afraid of saying it from the beginning. Or if things don't go well, then they'll be like, look at this guy, thought it was going to be so easy. He thought he was a genius, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it's going to be looked at. If Matt Eberflus's style had worked, we would have said, oh, you know, those acronyms, man, he knew from the start those acronyms were going to work.
Those acronyms weren't going to work because of who was attached to them.
Yeah, well, and the fact that he had a negative offensive vision, like none whatsoever. Hey, we were talking about wide receivers earlier today and Ben's vision. I know you listen Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know you're a big fan of the segment. You always text during it. editor's note, he does not. But anyway, Jason, three wideouts last year. The Bears did it 71% of the time. Good for sixth in the NFL. The Lions under Ben Johnson were 24th in the NFL at 54% of the time. It's just it's one data point in terms of thinking about whether Keenan Allen comes back. Like, does Ben Johnson need three starting caliber wide receivers? You know, is that even something that he wants to do? What's your gut feeling on Keenan Allen?
Well, on Keenan Allen, I would think no, especially if the number is really big. But the number for him might be very reasonable. You might be able to get him for 2 years, $12 to $15 million, where the second year is not a real year and they can get out of it. So, I mean, if Caleb Williams likes him and he's affordable, then that might be helpful. I didn't see enough impact from Keenan Allen last year to justify any kind of significant expense or multi-year expense. I think part of the point you're alluding to, though, Matt, is if you're going to allocate resources toward the skill position, where does wide receiver fall on Ben Johnson's priority list?
Great question.
And I'm thinking it falls, fixing that spot, filling that spot, falls behind finding another starting caliber tight end and another starting caliber running back.
I completely agree with that. And we know how he loves tight ends, and Bears have one. They have one right now.
And I'm not sure.
And again, the shopping list is very long. The shopping list is very, very long. So, yeah, Ben Johnson would like to fix a lot of things probably, or change a lot of things, get his guy type of guys at a lot of spots. But eventually that money is going to run out.
You're a man who enjoys his green tea from Starbucks. Did you fight anyone in Indianapolis?
Did I fight anyone? No, but Herb Howard and I basically have a verbal altercation like every other day at Hal's Hall.
But that's done with love between you two guys. That's different.
Not in the moment. In the moment, we kind of agitate and kind of
square
bicker
off
with each other like brothers.
What's
kids.
It about?
Yeah.
What's it about usually?
It just never even matters. And you can really tell the days when we get 2-3 weeks into training camp and it's hot and we're tired of watching this. And there'll be days where we both of us just show up and we just start immediately. It starts with just disagreeing with everything the other person says.
Even though
him and I agree about almost everything, it's just this like contrarian start to the day. And then we just are kind of at each other the whole practice.
I know this couple that's in couples therapy who they've numbered their fights. They realize that they always have a variety of one of three kinds of fights, that it's always the same exact issues, you know, that rear their head with. And it seems like it's about other stuff, but it's really just these three archetypes of fights. You should do that with Herb. You should figure out what's behind those fights that you're having, whether some of the basic fundamental disagreements that linger. down there?
Number one is the quarterback. We fight all the time about quarterback. Herb still wants to go back and have them have kept Justin Fields
and the
and traded the number one pick for a haul, like an all-time haul, and thinks they'd be further along. And
you think Justin will stay in Pittsburgh, or you think he'll he'll test the market? Because there's some teams that need quarterbacks. Honestly, it's bad teams, but someone's got to pay a starting quarterback.
Yeah, test the market is an interesting way of phrasing it, because I don't think there's a huge market for Justin Fields as a starting quarterback in general. Pittsburgh benched him last year. No matter how you look at it with Russell Wilson and the injury, they would not have switched quarterbacks if Justin Fields was playing well. And to Justin's credit, I think he said that. I think he said publicly, I have not played well enough to keep this job. What I hope for Justin would be that he does stay with the Steelers or go to a really good situation like the Vikings, for example. When Daniel Jones got cut loose from the Giants and went to the Vikings, I'm sitting here thinking that's such a smart move, because maybe he could find a starting job with some terrible team like Cleveland or whatever. But going somewhere where they know what they're doing and you can learn a lot and set yourself up to maybe thrive in a couple of years, that'd be great. So if Justin Fields stays with Pittsburgh, I think that's good. If he goes to another good situation like the Rams or the Vikings, somewhere where they really know what they're doing and can really develop him more, I think that'll actually be more beneficial to him in the long run. Now, granted, you go take a starting job with a terrible team and you will get paid. And it's easy for me to take less of somebody else's money.
Jason, as always, we appreciate your time. Glad that you did not end up on the police blotter in Indianapolis because you were beating someone up at a Starbucks.
Jason, what would you say to Chris Emma if you faced off with him at a Starbucks or like a Notre Dame bookstore?
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place, I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
That's just so unnecessary.
Jason, have an excellent rest of your day.
You too. See you guys.
See you, man.
It's Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears and the Sun-Times and is a frequent guest on this very show. Spiegs, I want someone traded.
Man, I think we're rolling. I think that you should feel better about the show and the direction that it's gone in, and I got some books that you could read.
No, not from the show. From one of the teams here in Chicago.
Oh, one of the sports teams.
Yeah.
All right,
I want this person traded.
How soon?
Soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
Let's discuss.
We'll do that next. On the
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
You have an opportunity to get somebody who is a veteran that is dependable. You know about his work ethic. What did they always say about Khalil Mack? He was not only the Bears' best defensive player, but the hardest working, which sets a great example in any locker room. That's why at 34, you trust that he's going to be in shape, that he's going to be in line, and that he's going to be reliable.
Mullin Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by Chicagoland Roofing Council. Chicagoland Roofing Council provides exceptional service in all facets of the roofing and waterproofing industry. If it's time to go solar, call a professional solar roofing contractor to guide your solar roofing system selection. Find a highly skilled roofing contractor at chicagoroofing.org.
Bally Chicago, where we live to play. Tired of the same old routine? Play, dine, and revel in endless possibilities every day. Your number one casino in Chicagoland. With free parking and free valet for members, join today and start winning. More offers, more rewards, more value. That's Bally's Chicago. Open 24/7 in Chicago's vibrant River North neighborhood. Bet on Bally's. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Warming temperatures and more frequent rains can lead to significant issues for your home. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. With over 500,000 satisfied customers and over 14,000 five-star reviews, we are Chicagoland's most trusted waterproofing contractor. We offer a free detailed foundation inspection, no pressure, just peace of mind, and the knowledge and options that you need to make the right decision. Stay dry, stay protected. Call PermaSeal today, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
You understand the premise.
Yes, the premise is a promise.
And the promise is for our big bank.
To be like First American Bank.
No, no, no. We promise to try and be like First American Bank.
What?
It's impossible for us to be like First American Bank. They have the best loan deals in town.
Really?
Really. And First American Bank gives you a First American Bank loan specialist.
Yeah?
Who works with you every step of the way.
No.
Yes.
So no shuffling them around from department to department, person to person?
Just a First American Bank specialist to make the loan process quick, easy, and smooth.
Huh. So First American Bank can do everything a big bank like us can do and more.
Yeah, makes me nauseous, too.
Ooh, better idea. We just promised to be more like First American Bank. I mean, is more more or is less than more still more?
Oh.
We'll fool everyone.
Yeah, love it.
Thank you.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Stream the Blackhawks and Bulls live on CHSN.com or the CHSN app. Watch Coby White,
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a pitch. Slung on, crushed. This is absolutely drilled to left, and it is on its way and gone. Over the bullpen, Robert bashes one, and the White Sox add two more. It's now 4-0 Chicago.
I would like Luis Robert to be traded immediately. He is having a phenomenal spring.
He really is.
Down at Camelback Ranch. He has found power. He looks great. He looks healthy. And the thing is that I'm unsure of two things, and I'm worried about two things as it pertains to Robert.
Okay.
One of them is the inevitable injury that he has.
You know, Lawrence, just because the man is built that way and has, I believe it's 18 different injuries over the last four seasons.
You're saying I shouldn't be worried? He's due?
So many of them having to do with the soft tissues that he has to deal with in the hamstrings and such. And then this year, this spring, he said that he just has to learn to not try so hard. That's just to ease it back from time to time.
Which is a weird statement.
How do you not have faith in that? I'm just kidding. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So I'm worried about that.
Understandable.
The other thing that I worry about is similar to what Seth Jones was going through with the Blackhawks. This team's not going anywhere this season, and probably not next season. If you're Luis Robert, and I know that we still think of Luis Robert as super young guy, like he's young, they'll be good when he'll still be young. He's 27. He's 27 years old, and there were suitors for him. And every time I see a great highlight, a good at bat, him making a great catch, I go, you know, there's a player that in the right situation could really help an actual contender.
Yeah, he could. He definitely could. The Giants were interested. The Reds were interested. And we can talk about them specifically in a second. But I completely agree. I totally agree.
All right. Does this mean I can be a guest on Hit and Run?
Sure, you're welcome to. 16th of March is the first day of Hit and Run, Sunday morning. I do believe that there is a chance it could still happen here. Remember last year, all the Dylan Cease rumors were floating, and they said, nah, we're going to wait. And we all kind of knew that one start and an injury and it changes everything. And they waited until teams got to know themselves better. March 13th last year. March 13th, Dylan Cease was traded last year. So it could still happen for Luis Robert. But where is the question? There were two teams that were rumored in the offseason. One was the Giants, and they've got the grandson of the wind, Jung-Hoo Lee, the Korean free agent who was hurt a lot of last year. He's healthy, and he's tearing the cover off the ball, by the way. He's like hitting like crazy.
Don't the Phillies need a center fielder?
Phillies have needed a center fielder for a long time. They have, and they've been playing any number of defense-first guys out there over the last couple of years and surviving just fine. And then the Reds were the other one. The Reds are a team with, like, a tremendous trove of rookies, second year, third year, now soon to be fourth year guys, the McLeans of the world, the Ellie De La Cruzes of the world, and they could really use a center fielder with pop like Luis Robert. That was the one that I thought had some life, and maybe it still does. Maybe to your point, it still does.
Yeah, we should probably check in with someone about that over the next couple of days and see what the deal is, because the rumor was that the Reds had not made a requisite offer to the White Sox that was worthy of them discussing. I don't want to tempt fate. I know that Luis Robert is a good player when healthy. He was an all-star two seasons ago. He was a 5-WAR player. This is the most games that he ever played in his career. He's got all of the tools. I just don't think that it doesn't make sense for them to let him play out his peak for teams that are going to lose 100 games.
It sucks, man.
It really does.
It really sucks. And last year, during the course of the year, I was the guy saying, don't trade Garrett Crochet. Don't do it. Like, he's so good and so cheap. And you found somebody. You hit on him. It's the dream of what that top 15 pick is supposed to turn into, is exactly what Garrett Crochet turned into.
Yep.
But eventually you look at it and you're like, okay, I guess they should. Robert, I don't have the same kind of fight for it. I think there was a moment last year when I also said you shouldn't, but I think at this point, considering where you are and considering what the value of one guy can do terms of an offensive player and a position player to a team like this and his propensity to get hurt.
If you could clearly see that the White Sox were going to spend, and you felt like, okay, they have completely bottomed out. They've retooled things. Chris Getz is going to be given all the opportunities to make the team better. Then maybe I could hear conversations of, all right, let's get him into the 26th season and see where things stand. I don't think that they're going to be that much better off next year than they're going to be this year. And I think they're probably still a 100-loss team this year. So I know that you're selling for pennies on the dollar when you're talking about making a trade for a player who's got 5-WAR potential. But he's not doing you any good playing on 35th and Shields. He might do you some good in return for what you get. And that's kind of the way that the White Sox have to go about building, because they're not going to spend money. They have to do trades. They have to be shrewd. They've got to draft really, really well. And to hope that all of those things happen quickly enough for Luis and his game to matter to your franchise, it seems like a long shot of a bet.
The Phillies have Brandon Marsh that they're going to play in center because they signed Max Kepler and they're going to put him out there in left. But they also have Johan Rojas is their defense-only center fielder guy who can run as well. They're playing out there. Obviously, there are other teams that could pop up, and we'll see if there's injuries that might happen here. When the Reds talks fell through, it was sourced this way by Bob Nightingale, that the teams did not resolve how much of Robert's salary the White Sox would have paid. Okay. So the Reds could not get comfortable with the total cost. So that is an ask of above by Chris Getz. Is like, can I please make this trade now? He looks good. Can I please do this before he gets hurt again? He's having a great spring. Can we agree to eat some more money so I can instead, get some decent players and make this move now? But that's always a balance that the White Sox, in terms of their synergy as an organization, have not been great at. Look at the garbage that they got for dealing away Kopech and Eric Fetty and more at the deadline, where there was money involved there and the quality of prospects they got back, and that looked bad.
Dude, he's a bargain. He's gotten MVP votes 6 years at $50
million. Yeah, well, he's $15 million for this year, $20 million club option for 26 and 27.
So I'd argue that's still a bargain.
I agree with
you. Yeah, as long as he stops eating Domino's and fake boxing by his pool in the backyard.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I knew that about was the, that was a I knew fake about the workout. Boxing. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know about the dominoes.
I didn't know about
the
dominoes.
He was very, very into dominoes when he came here, just like Yohan Moncada was into Krispy Kremes with mayonnaise. Or no, Alexi Ramirez.
Twinkies.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Moncada into Twinkies.
Sorry, Tanny.
Thanks,
I was thinking about Alexi, sorry.
Alexi! Yes!
Krispy Kremes and mayonnaise.
Domino's? I haven't had Domino's in a long time.
Domino's has great brownies.
Slaps. I've got a Domino's a half block from my apartment. I get it more often than I would like to.
Really?
That. Yeah.
Maybe that's my move.
It's good, dude.
I'm solo Matt this
You're
week.
Solo Dolo
solo
this
Matt?
Week?
Yeah.
Where's Steen?
Callie. She's at the Indian Wells, the tennis tournament. She goes every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
watches
right.
the tennis.
She play?
Yeah, no, she's just watching beautiful people run around in the sun.
Why are tennis players so attractive that's all the time?
All of them.
Because they're running all the time.
Coco Gauff, man, I would murder a village.
Yeah,
okay, let's not do that.
Which village, you think? Elk Grove?
Chad.
Ukrainian?
Ukrainian village. No, don't do that.
No, going
don't
through
do
enough
it
already.
Don't do it to Elk Grove either.
No.
Yeah, serious, like the Ukraine itself as well as the
yeah.
village.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But no, I love their brownie.
The Domino's brownie?
Yeah, they have a marble brownie that's really good.
Do they have a garlic dipping sauce? And why is Papa John's garlic dipping sauce better than everybody else's?
I don't know.
Better garlic, I think.
I don't know what it is.
Since also, Shaq I think he's a little bit more racist.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shaq is in charge of Papa John's now.
Oh, okay.
He's the face of it.
Papa John's is no longer.
Isn't he still there behind the scenes, Papa John's?
I don't think so.
It's not Papa Shaq's, Lawrence.
I think he found there was a lot of value in keeping the name instead of changing it to Papa Shaq's.
Mm. I play Papa Shaq sometimes when I'm out at a bar, you know?
Yeah.
Just like see how many I can make.
What's your record?
Six.
Are you going to tell us how great you are at that and then not do it just like Tecmo Bowl?
Whoa! That happened. That escalated quickly.
Let's go to Reggie's this summer and play Papa Shot outside.
I'm in.
All I know is
thought I had a partner.
Every day I come in at my desk, there's a couple of Nintendos, and ours, the one that I brought, isn't even hooked back up to the TV, and so I can't even put my feet underneath the desk,
well,
and you guys still haven't played.
Lawrence, that's on Midday host Marshall Harris, who just thinks our office is a storage place for all of his luggage.
Everybody does, by the way. Everybody thinks our office is just an extension of their office.
They do.
I'm not...
claim that one.
Yeah, but...
Can we lock it?
No, it doesn't work.
Oh,
like when I got kicked out of my office when I was in the Porth role, I claimed that one, and then I took you guys in as my adopted adult sons.
I'm glad that this
we kept that one.
This one has a window because your other one didn't have a window, and that felt
correct
weird considering how many windows there are around this place that you had an office that didn't have one. So
yeah,
I'm just saying that you know you're telling me you're going to pop a shot. And I want to put it to the test.
I'm just okay at Papa Shot. At Tecmo, I'm ready, man. We got to pick a Marshall day this week.
So Marshall's ducking you is what you're saying.
He ducked me the first time, remember? He didn't like the interface.
That's right.
So, I thought you were my partner, but that's my bad.
I'm guessing what we should do is not have it this week because I think Marshall's calling the IHSA championship.
Oh, wow, so busy.
It's always something.
Yeah,
it's
always something. Sounds like a big undertaking.
It is.
Yeah, sure.
Do you want play by play?
Look at there's a kid.
He's ducking me. He's choosing
another missed layup.
He's choosing high school.
Wow.
Hoops.
It does feel like he's ducking you though, Speed.
It does.
I'm not gonna lie.
I got a gig on Friday night. I got a rehearsal this week. I'm not ducking anybody. By the way,
he was real puffy chested,
yeah,
and then when the idea of we can't play on this system that I'm used to playing on came up, then the confidence was leaking.
Yeah, man, it sure was. By the way, Tributosaurus becomes Bob Dylan on Friday night at Martyrs. Come out to Martyrs Rock Club up on the North Side.
Will Timothy Chalamet be there?
No, we don't need him. We'll take care of it ourselves. You see who Timothy Chalamet was with at the Oscars?
Adam Sandler.
No.
Oh.
Is it Kylie or Kendall?
That's his longtime girlfriend.
I didn't know they were longtime. That's Kylie Jenner. I had no idea.
Well, I know Sandler
just smoke.
Went up to him and went, Chalamet.
Chalamet. Chalamet.
And then left.
Call back to the Nikki Glaser thing.
Yes.
Yeah, him and Conan did a whole bit.
The whole
then
thing.
Sandler.
Yes.
Left to go play basketball.
Yes.
Because he likes to shoot buckets. And he was dressed.
That's what he looked like.
To play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him because that's the life, isn't it?
I think so. By the way, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Music Box Theater's Play Ball, a Baseball series to the sixth caller in the 5 o'clock hour. when you hear this.
I had 327 in the series. I didn't make an error. I'm being charged for a conspiracy. I didn't have nothing to do with.
Come on, Buck, sit down. Nobody's interested in your batting average.
Oh, it's so good. That from Eight Men Out, which is playing March 23rd at 11:30 a.m. on the big screen at the Music Box. You could win a pair of tickets to the screener of your choice. Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings, Bull Durham, A League of Their Own, and Eight Men Out. You'll be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, which is
312-540-0670.
It really is. That's the number. So be the sixth caller when you hear that next
hour. I do like that you pointed at Shane.
Well, it's because it's not written here, so somebody's got to know it.
Wow.
Thank God you're here. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know.
So now I'm a good partner again.
Eh.
Okay.
It's fair. Fair enough. Why don't we talk a little bit of Cubs since we talked about White Sox trades? Let's talk about some of the things we're seeing down in Mesa. That's next here on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Spiegel guy. What's his first name?
You're supposed to know that.
Sorry. Is that offensive?
Do you know his partner?
I don't. I met him at Cubs convention, but I don't know his name.
Afternoons on the Score.
Is that your station?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're going to talk to either Craig Counsell or one of the new and interesting guys, Justin Turner, Kyle Tucker. We're going to talk to one of those guys on Thursday right here on the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
Looks like it worked. Bullying still works.
Because we're going to play Tecmo tomorrow?
Yeah. Mars Hall checked in and was like, hey, I ain't ducking nobody.
Let's go. As long as the tech is ready. Shane, can you make sure
Apollo
the tech is ready?
Apollo Creed is ready to go.
Yeah. Talk to Connor.
I checked on the tech. It's all tactical.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we're going to go tomorrow.
Very good.
Lawrence, I got a good feeling about this Cubs offense. And not just because they put up 16 runs today in a spring game out there in
Mesa. But
mostly
because of that.
No, this has been brewing, man. They're winning a lot of ball games, and I know it's spring, but they just got a big pile of really sensible at-bats. Just like the volume of guys who are having smart at-bats and have good approaches, the removal of some of the jamokes in terms of quality at-bats is a very good thing. And there's some pressure even at the bottom of the roster, man. Like, Gage Workman is a real professional at-bat.
Is Nicky Lopez making this team?
I think there's a difference between who goes to Japan and who is on the opening day domestic roster on the 27th of March.
And for Japan, you get two extra guys, right?
Right.
So the roster goes to, what, 28?
I think it's at 28. So Nicky will be on that for sure. I don't know. It depends if Horner and Shaw are both healthy and ready to go at the end of the month. I don't think Nicky's got a spot.
Well, it's been good seeing Shaw swing the bat and swing the bat well, considering what he was going through with the oblique.
Two hits today and a couple of solid plays at third base for Matt Shaw. Michael Bush drove in another run today. His swing looks good, and he's bulked up a little bit.
Best shape of his life.
Dansby Swanson with a big hit today in a spring game.
Did you tell the Dansby Swanson story on the air, or were we just talking about that off the air?
I think I've touched on it on the air, but you, I don't think I'd heard it, so I wanted to tell you that. And then PCA today did this. Dansby's at second and decides to try to score on a PCA single through the infield the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. And Pete staying on that one, shooting it the other way. Dansby on his horse, slides in, and it's a one-run ball game, and here comes the chaos. The ball thrown into center field, and you already know that Pete is going to make this a 2-0 ball game. That chaotic nature, you can't hold that man down. Change his number from 52-4. The speed.
Cole Wright and Ryan Sweeney on the play-by-play in color today from Sloan Park.
So, Pete, I think from here, I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense. Yep. Now that you mention it.
Yep.
I saw them together in a room, and I just assumed it was at Sloan.
Yep. Unfortunately not. But but Pete Crow Armstrong, single through the infield the other way, takes second on the throw as Dansby comes home, then a wild throw, and Pete scores. His at-bats are on point. You know, Miguel Amaya's at-bats have been on point. There's just a lot of really good, sensible approaches. And that can be enough to elevate things, assuming Kyle Tucker is himself and Seiya Suzuki has some power. I'm feeling good about the potential of this offense overall.
What's up with Kyle Tucker?
In terms of not getting hits yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
That part.
He's saving them all for the regular season.
Good. I really like that Cubs spring training cap.
You like the powder blue?
That's a quality cap.
With the bear, the Cub old, with the paw.
Cub bear logo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a quality cap.
I do want to talk about with you when we get time the Justin Turner story, and I got a Kyle Tucker thing for you as well.
All right, no problem. But when we come back, we need to talk about how there's a new Hard Knocks curse.
Seems like it.
Very different.
And I wonder if we look back on the Bears' involvement in a different way.
All right, let's do that next here on The Score.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.